This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio with Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. This is Jordan Rich, and we're coming to you again from our various locations. We've been doing this show for many years, but for the last several months, we've been doing it the right way, in seclusion, not being together. Hopefully soon that'll change. Mark, how are you, first of all?
I'm well. It's funny. It's actually getting to be normal that we do this over the internet, but I'm doing fine. Things are obviously different, and they're different for everybody. You try to get on with it and try to figure out the best way to help your clients, help your family, help yourself during this time, because I don't think that we're going to get back to the normal way of things anytime soon.
There's something called muscle memory. Most people are familiar with that term. And if you do something enough, you become inured to it. And I'm finding the same way you are, that I'm getting used to certain patterns, not getting into my car in the morning and driving to work. I mean, I will be hopefully doing it soon, but it's really amazing how that happens. But we're here to talk about people's financial stability in retirement and even pre-retirement. And we'll also remind you folks that, and we've been doing it every week, that the office is quote unquote, and I'll use fingers on this, open. Yep. You've got communication all day, and there are meetings that can be arranged all safely, et cetera. So we just want to make that point. But what are some of the key issues that people are raising when they see you or talk to you or Zoom with you? And this will affect everyone in our listening audience, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, the big things that people who are not retired, I guess the things that are stressing them out that we're talking about a lot is, you know, if somebody has been laid off, do they have enough emergency money sitting around to, you know, make up for the deficit of not having an additional salary in the household? But if you haven't been laid off, job security. I mean, people are worried about that. People are worried about mid-June, July, when, you know, maybe stimulus payments have started to taper away, and the impact that they've had on various businesses and the economy in general starts to, not be as abundantly clear, and we start to go into another potential tailspin. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but that's the type of things that people are talking about. So they're worried about income fluctuations and not being able to have all of the things that they were going to have, pre-corona that we were planning for. So those are kind of the top three, I would think, of what people are worried about. People are looking at, should I retire earlier? Mm. I mean, quite honestly, it's funny. I was listening to Jerry Seinfeld on the radio this morning, and he said something that really kind of rang home. I was like, God, he's right. He said the change for him to be able to stay at home wasn't really that big a deal. He feels that it's going to be harder to go back to the way it was, because you become so used to being at home, not maybe working at the level that you're working at, not traveling. Now all of a sudden it's like, all right, summer holidays are over. You got to get back to it. That people might be seeing a difficult transition for that as well.
I am with you. I bow to the likes of Seinfeld for my philosophical needs. In all seriousness, the comics often look at life with their own perspective, and it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It really does. So you mentioned something about work, and as we sit here and broadcast and podcast and produce these shows, we've seen remarkable shifts, not for the better, in industry across the board. And one of the concerns you told me off air was that people are not sure what their benefits are going to be like in the near future, and the profits and so forth that the company shares with employees. Talk a little bit further about that, if you will, about what people are fearing in what's happening with companies.
And it's internally in my family at the, well, my wife's family, I suppose my family too. You know, Lauren's aunt works for a firm that just filed bankruptcy. She's retired from the firm, I should say, that filed bankruptcy, and she has a pension plan from them. She was on the phone with me immediately, you know, worried about, is something going to happen with my pension plan? And you know, I had to reassure her that pension plans to a certain limit are insured. Secondary insurance outside of the private pension plan that's set up. However, that's not always the case for every individual. You know, if you're not retired, there's the possibility that the pension could become massively underfunded going forward and the employer might stop it. The employers might freeze it. I mean, in 2008, when the market crashed, many employers stopped funding retirement plans, pension plans, defined benefit plans, not your 401k, the actual pension plans themselves. And the shortfall and the deficit in 2008 to 2009 was about $240 billion. There was a shortfall. So less money going into these plans than was anticipated coming out of these plans. So it's nerve-wracking for people. So I've had a lot of conversations with clients that were a year or 2 years away from retirement, and they're looking at it saying, oh my gosh, maybe I should pull the trigger now, get my money out of those plans. And, you know, I say, you know, obviously don't panic. We have to address this. We have to look at the overall strategy that we put in place and what we should be doing. But that's a real fear of people. It doesn't matter how many times you reassure them that something's going to be okay or they're financially fine. It's nerve-wracking. You know, you work for these companies and now you see all these big shifts happening where people are getting laid off. And maybe you didn't get laid off, but people are getting laid off nonetheless.
And all the more reason, folks, to check in with someone like Mark, people on his team, or anyone that you trust. And you can reach Mark and his group at 781-277-4308. That number will be either answered live or you'll get a return phone call. Even if you just need a consultation, a free, no obligation consultation to see if you're in trouble or need to make some adjustments, 781-277-4308. Another big part of this is the public sector. I mean, we've always heard about the pensions for public employees. I'm reading in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, Boston Globe, everywhere, that there's concern, let's put it that way, about state and local governments able to fulfill their obligations as well.
Absolutely. I mean, realistically, there's concern across the board. Nobody's immune to this. And I think you'll probably see a lot of shifts with new hires going into the public system. I don't know this for sure, but just logic would say that they're going to change up how those pensions are going to work. People who are already in those pensions, it's just an expensive thing because they can't just necessarily change that. I mean, it's a negotiated contract, but they're certainly going to be putting pressure on people. I mean, the financial impact worldwide is devastating to, you know, as a result of what's happened, and everything's going to get impacted by it. I talked to a client last week that, again, the conversation about pension plans, wasn't planning to retire, but his big concern was, I wasn't planning to retire, but a bunch of people got laid off at my company. Now my job has been, you know, kind of changed up. The job description is different now. So now I have all of these other responsibilities, much more travel that I wasn't anticipating in my last few years of work. So do I actually want to stay? So he's not been laid off. He's not gotten a severance package, but at the same time, his job has changed so much that it's almost like it's a difficult, you know, to not retire at that point. So I guess the point that I would bring up is to get your ducks in a row ahead of time and make sure that if something happens, that you have enough money to make sure that your family are completely stable and it's not going to impact your day-to-day life. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's the reality of what
people Well, we often talk about the need to know how a budget would work for you if you haven't already done so, the need to prepare so that you don't have to worry about money in retirement. Now more than ever, people are worried about all kinds of things, rightfully so. So the idea of preparing, planning, even thinking about where you are is critical right now. This is the time to do it.
And people have a lot more time and people can sit and kind of figure out, all right, well, how much does my lifestyle actually cost me? Do I really need everything that I thought I needed? And I'm not saying that, you know, when restrictions lift and we're able to go back to restaurants, that, hey, you didn't need to go to restaurants. Now you don't. Obviously, people want to enjoy their lives, but you're being able to separate essential needs and kind of want to have expenses that aren't essential, and be able to build some sort of strategy around that, because this could rebound, it could take years, it could go down further. Nobody truly knows what's going to happen, especially with something that is such a moving target, and there's not there's no cure or no vaccine for it yet, so this could go on for a while.
The number again, 781-277-4308. The website is retiresouthshore.com, retiresouthshore.com. And we're talking with Mark Rolette about the needs of the many these days, and it includes employers as well. No one is castigating businesses for just trying to survive through all this.
No, not at all.
That's the one common denominator. We are all in this together. But it's really important for people to take the time, even now, it's not too late, to assess where they are. And let's get back to retirees, because that's a big portion of who we address. If you're dealing with a particular income stream right now, and you're concerned about that income stream, you're concerned about the future, and you're concerned about even growing your wealth, you and your team can help guide people in that area.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about the logic behind it, if you have money that you need to take distributions from on a consistent basis in order to supplement Social Security or a pension plan, and that money is losing value, and you're still pulling money out of the account at the same time, that's going to have a hugely negative impact on how much money you have left. If you need to take $5,000 out of a 401k and the 401k lost $25,000 and you still need to take $5,000 out, well, it's going to take so much to make that money back up and put yourself back in a stable position. So we would look at things from a slightly different perspective. We talk about this on webinars. I talk about this with clients, and I talk about this with you week in and week out. You have to have balance. You have to have the ability to weather all storms, that when things like this are happening, that you have money that's protected on one side that you could be pulling distributions from, and not bleeding something that's already losing money at the same time, and leave the rest of your account, the money that's in your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or wherever you would like to have that, and let that continue to ride the ups and downs, because you're not having to take distributions from it. It's really just a case of having that balance and having the approach that, or no matter what happens in the world, we need $65,000 a year to live on, then we're going to have $65,000 a year to live on. What's the most efficient way to do that? We've been going back to a lot of existing clients now and, you know, reaffirming the strategies that we put together, maybe tweaking things slightly because we were pulling money from one type of an account up until coronavirus hit, and now we want to switch gear and put them in a more protected way. But that's part of having a strategy, is that not only have you got a game plan in place as to how you're going to take your distributions in retirement, but that game plan is a moving target. So you can change things up based on the environment that you're in.
A lot of flexibility is what you're saying, and that's important to remember. And there are options and there are strategies. Get in touch with Mark and his group to find out more. And again, 781-277-4308. We'll also outline when we come back various team members who can offer other services. So stand by, Mark. We'll continue with part two of our show today. Needless to say, we wish everyone out there good health. We'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Rolette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true. With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. Call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at retiresouthshore.com. That's retiresouthshore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
We're back, part two of Retire South Shore Radio this weekend. By the way, happy Memorial Day weekend. And to our fallen heroes from the many wars, we say thank you. And Mark and I are here talking to you about where we are. And it's still, as you say, up in the air as to where we're going. But it seems to me that we're moving in the right direction, at least for the summer, in terms of getting back into society with measured response. But when it comes to finance, when it comes to money and ensuring we have enough to live on, ensuring that we don't have to worry about money, that's where you and your group come in. You mentioned growing the money, and I should add that Social Retirement is not officially affiliated with Marshall Wealth Management, but talk a little bit about the prospect of growing money. I just looked at the stock market. It was actually up for the last couple of days as we record this.
I mean, really, it's the holistic approach to retirement planning is that we want to be able to bring all the people to the table that clients would potentially want. And Brian Galligan is a registered investment advisor. And I have him meet with clients who, you know, we want to protect some portion of your money. We want to strategize with Social Security, but people still have money in the market. There's nothing wrong with that. So he takes care of that side of things to give people a balanced approach. And it's been, you know, obviously very well received. He's been a friend of mine and a colleague for many years. Everyone likes the strategies of, all right, it's kind of like you get a little bit of the best of both worlds. You get the protection, you get to make sure that your income is secure and it's coming out, in whatever frequency that you set it up, and it's not going to go away. But at the same time, when this turns around, and it will turn around, you're in a position to capitalize on that.
There's another facet, actually several facets. The one I wanted to bring up was the accounting firm. And the reason that that's important is because the tax implications of all of this are going to be felt down the road for some time. And not to mention the fact that the filing will be in July as it stands now. But they're an important facet, an important ally in this, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you raise a really good point. I mean, a lot of the webinars that we're giving now, we're talking about taxes and retirement. And different asset groups to spend first, different timing and strategies as to when you should take Social Security. But even bigger, not the norm side of things. I talked to a client last week who's getting ready to maybe sell a rental property and buy another property. She was unaware of certain tax rules that applied to rental properties to defer the capital gains tax. And so I explained at a very high level, because I don't give tax advice, I'm not an accountant, and I suggested to them that they talk to Mike and Dave Pinkham, who are accountants and CPAs, to kind of get the tax ramifications of making any change before you actually make it. So they've been a fantastic resource to us to be able to answer questions for clients, as little as, you know, filing your tax returns, to as big as selling a property or forming an LLC or some sort of tax entity that maybe will put you in a better position going forward. And it's a big part of, you know, people don't understand, you know, the easy part to say is, oh, I'll just take some additional money out of my 401k and yeah, maybe I'll get driven into a higher tax bracket, but it could have this kind of snowball effect of impacting your Medicare premiums, impacting how much of your Social Security becomes taxable. So it could have a much bigger tax impact on someone than they originally thought when they had some other avenue to take money from, but they didn't have the guidance.
Mark, there's probably more need to focus on estate planning now when we're in a medical crisis. It was a terrific article in the New York Times about just that, making sure you get your plans in order. And it just makes sense for all of us. I mean, we do it when times are sort of smooth, but now more than ever, if you haven't updated your wills, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, state, trust and so forth, this is the time to do it. Talk a little bit about the service you offer there.
Yeah. Bill Caldwell has been a member of the team for more than 10 years, and he's been just a wonderful resource. We offer low cost legal work to people who call from the radio show or, you know, clients from the seminars and webinars. An entire estate plan, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust for $399. And you're right, people are really getting on top of this now. People are worried about it. People are worried about, you know, life insurance at the moment. I have lots of clients calling, asking about it. Life insurance is really difficult to get at the moment because of the coronavirus, because you could be completely healthy, have no underlying issues. So an underwriter might look at you, but you're in that age group that if you got coronavirus, that you're at a high risk. So it's become more difficult. So people are now looking at what plans they have and should they be keeping them and what's the strategy going forward? How does it relate to my overall estate plan and passing money on to the next generation, or even just protecting a spouse from a, you know, an income standpoint should something happen to either one of you?
You have seen an increase in questions about all the things we normally talk about. They're all elevated because of this crisis, whether it be people's estates, whether it be the tax implications, whether it be the job, whether to retire now, whether to retire later. This is probably the most impactful moment that or group of moments that has affected people in that age group that I can ever remember. I mean, prior to this, World War II and the Great Depression, but everything is impacting people in this particular age group that we focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, families are being devastated by this illness. Financial plans are being devastated by the stock market dropping because of this. People are having to, at least in their heads, change their plans as to when they were going to retire. But the reality is, you know, a lot of the people that I've met said, you know, I have to work for an extra 3 years now. But when we look at the numbers and look at the math of things, no, you don't. You're still fine. You still be able to cover all of your necessary expenses, and you'll still have a cushion, and you'll still have money sitting here. But until you actually look at these things and evaluate where you are, you can't just go off of the saying, oh, just stick it out, wait until it comes back, because that might not work for you. I mean, it will come back, meaning the market, it will rebound, obviously, but nobody knows when. And then that might not be the best, advice for an individual. So I would recommend that people evaluate their particular plan, what the money was there for in the first place. Was it there to supply you with income? If it was, can it still supply you with the amount of income that you're going to need? So at least you know, all right, if things get worse and, you know, there's, you know, a bigger economic problem here, that I know that I'm going to have X amount of money to support my family's lifestyle.
You've been doing this now since the whole pandemic began, talking with existing customers, but potential customers or just ordinary folk who want to know. And it is kind of daunting to try to gather all the information together online or off. But if you have your basic documents at home, if you have the basic structure of what you have, you and your team can assist in evaluating, correct?
Yeah, I mean, here's what we've been doing with folks, because people are, you know, in different stages of whether they want to meet face-to-face or not. So we're set up to, you know, answer somebody's questions. So we set up a 15-minute call. People can go on our website and schedule a 15-minute call with myself or somebody in the office. Answering, you know, addressing their main concerns, seeing if there's something that should be changed or something that it should be doing, then we can offer, you know, obviously a Zoom call or a Microsoft Teams call to do a video conference, and then have clients come into the office. From a social distance standpoint, you've been at my office, Jordan, it's big enough to be able to do that. We have thousands of masks to give to people if they don't have their own masks. So most people do at this point. To be able to address their concerns, but be able to, I guess, put their minds at ease. I said to a couple that I spoke to last week, you know, it's difficult for people to make financial decisions with somebody that they've not met, except for through an electronic, you know, video call. So we're obviously conscious of the spread, but we still are able to sit down with individuals face to face. The legal side of things, you know, we've done a really, I think, good job of being able to make sure that people's legal documents are being processed. Bill is in that high risk category, so we've been having legal signings done via Zoom. The client will come in, witnesses will be here, Bill will talk to them via the Zoom meeting. To be able to wrap up their estate plans and get everything notarized and everything official.
That is one of the great boons to technology, the ability to sign something without having to be there. Huge difference that makes in this current era. But as you're mentioning this, I keep thinking of the most heard word in my world in the last week to two, or maybe 10, and that's pivot. P pivot. Everyone is pivoting. It's become a big word because it's true. And your work for folks is still on course to provide guidance and provide strategies. But a lot of what you're doing now, and we want to remind people this is possible to get, is just assurance or reassurance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it comes down to as simple as that. I feel calls from clients all day, every day, just wanting reassurance that everything is still on track. And, you know, the money that's protected, because we use a lot of annuities in our planning, have I lost any money? No, you haven't lost a penny. In fact, right. A lot of those accounts are still earning interest during this time, which is wonderful. But to give them that reassurance of knowing that their lives don't, while their life has changed, their financial life doesn't have to change, and they're still in a position that they can provide for their families. And that's, I mean, you can tell when you're talking to someone on the phone that what a wonderful feeling they have, knowing that they can still have all of the things that they wanted to have, and because something that's happening that is really completely out of their control isn't massively negatively impacting their bottom line.
And they feel that sense of reassurance, and they understand the concept of trust is very important now more than ever. And that's one of the hallmarks of Social Retirement Services. The number again, 781-277-4308. Lots of information at retiresouthshore.com. We have one complaint coming in. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but there's a series of emails and tweets to me. Where is Reese? You promised us Reese on today's program. One of your starlet daughters. Where is she? Explain.
There's a twofold issue here. Number one, I had to do a legal signing with a client in the office this morning. So I came into the office. So obviously she's not with me. But number two, I had told her when we got off of the recording last week, I said, you know, listen, I want you to come on and give me, you know, kind of your two cents on how a kid goes through coronavirus. And I said, I need you to prepare something and I'll pay you $20 as a consultant.
Wow.
She didn't really get around to preparing it. She's doing a lot of virtual gymnastics at the moment. So she will work on it this weekend and she will be on air with us next week.
Well, you can tell her I'm doing mental gymnastics while she's doing virtual gymnastics.
I will.
If that's the worst complaint that we're begging for your daughter, I've made up the fact that we got any emails, of course, but I'm sure people will enjoy hearing from her. Your kids are sweet. Well, we're going to continue along and continue to see as much help coming to the listeners as we can with your team in place, Carol, Holly, and so forth, doing a great job. And I just want to thank you again for doing what you're doing and enabling us to keep the show going at 781.
Same to you. Yeah. I appreciate you being so flexible.
Yeah, well, it's about pivoting. 781-277-4308. If you have any questions, concerns, call that number, leave a message. Someone will get back to you promptly. 781-277-4308, and of course, retiresouthshore.com. Mark, stay well. I'll talk to you next week.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.